June 26, 1977 is the date of Elvis Presley's last concert held at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. But Elvis's connection to Indy actually began two decades earlier and at a pivotal point in his career.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
It's December 1955. Elvis Presley was an extra attraction on a country and western package tour, appearing for 4 days at the Lyric Theater downtown. His rockabilly era with Sun Records was ending. Elvis had recently signed a contract with RCA Victor and would begin recording for them next month. RCA had been a major manufacturer in Indianapolis for decades. One of their three U.S. record manufacturing plants was located here on North LaSalle Street. On December 5, 1955, Elvis Presley toured the plant that would soon start churning out his records by the millions.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell.
Nearly 22 years later, when Elvis arrived in Indianapolis for what would be his last concert, he was videotaped stepping off the plane to receive a plaque. It commemorates the 2 billionth record made at the RCA plant in Indianapolis. That milestone was reached during the pressing of his new album, Moody Blue. Following Elvis's death in August 1977, RCA faced a tsunami of demand for his records. But the company had curtailed its record manufacturing business, closing its other pressing plants in New Jersey and California. So to meet the demand, the Indianapolis facility worked 24/7 for the next 7 months, making only Elvis Presley records. RCA isn't here anymore, and neither is MSA. Today, an Elvis fan's bucket list includes a visit to the southeast corner of Market and Alabama Streets. That's where a granite marker was erected in 2002 to commemorate the King's final concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
I'm Don Hibschweiler, 90.1 WFYI News.